Right, the Gemara says, Yoyechem Mevorev, V'yitmor V'kevra Toim. We're afraid if there will be a door there, so the kid will stick over his head, and right underneath there, maybe a mace was buried there, that didn't have a halal tefach, so the tumah shoots up, and will be the time of the kid. Therefore, we want the kid only to go on top of the ox, and nothing else. For Tani Kavos of the Rabbah, bring your Raya like Rabbah says. Rabbi Yehuda says, you should know when they used to take these kids that were raised on a special chotzer, not the Mekabel Tumas Meis, when they used to carry them, take them to the Mayim, to the water to fetch for the Mechatis, they used to put them on top of axes, and the ox would be the Mechitza. But they did not use any doors. Do not bring any doors and put the doors flat down on top of two oxes' backs. Why? Because they're afraid the kid will be too used to it then. And then, maybe he'll stick his head over the end of it. He'll come to look what's doing on the bottom. He'll stick his arms off. He'll stick one of his evorim over. And then the kid will become tummy. Maybe a mace was buried there. And now the kid is going over the mace. There'll be tumas atayim. So he's a riot to Rava. If you the shitter is, don't bring any boards on top of the shvorim. Elo meviim shvorim ha-mitzriim. But bring axes that comes from Mitzrayim, Egyptian or axes. Shekrisosayim rechavis. That their stomachs are very wide, big fat axes. V'yatinoikos yoshvin agabeim. And the kids now will sit on top of the back of these axes. And melo, they won't have any tumas mace. Because even if a mace is buried on the ground, still there's a tefach space between the ground and the beginning of the stomach of the shore. So the stomach of the shore is like the mechitza. It stops the tumah from shooting up. So the kid on top is tor. Now the koisai shalevim b'yadayim. The kids were holding cups made out of stone. Yeah. Like we had before, any mice done with the paraduma was done with kalim that cannot be mekabel tumah. So we dafka made it in a kli made out of stone. That's not mekabel tumah. He gil is shiluach. Let's say they reached now the shiluach. That's the river that they used to fetch the water, the mayim chayim for the paraduma. Is yardu the Tanakama hold that the tinik has to do a ma'isa milui. He has to go off the ox and go down to the river umolam and do a ma'isa filling up the kli with his own hands. He has to put the kli inside the water and bring it up. Umolam v'olu, then he went up again on top of the oxes. V'yoshru lehem agabeim, and they went back and sat on top of them. So Mela, there's no kasha. That's strong Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda's shita here is, we're saying you only need b'dei yodam when it was made, only a tefach. But once the mechitz was wider than a tefach, then you did not need b'dei yodam. So Mela, there's no kasha in Rabbi Yehuda. For the more kasha, for a mita, our Mishnah. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Hayoshan tachas mita. If somebody's in the sukkah, and he's sleeping underneath his bed in the sukkah, so Tanakama says it's posel. He's not mekayim the mitzvah. That's the way we hold. But Rabbi Yehuda said no. Rabbi Yehuda said he's mekayim the mitzvah. So kashra is why he's mekayim the mitzvah. And the havminah is now because the bed is not called an oil. That's not called a good oil. So mainly he's not called a new rishus under the bed. He's rather called in the sukkah. The bed is in the sukkah, so he's still called in the sukkah. For the Gemara of Aramita, he yesh b'kam megrufin. A bed has a lot of. It's very wide a bed. It has the space of a lot of heads. Like it's much more than a tefach. So Utsanan and our Mishnah says if you do Aimer, Noyagim Ayinu Shayinu Yishonim Tachas Amita. We used to act that we used to sleep under the bed in the sukkah. Bifnei Hazakenim, in front of the big gedolim, the older people, and they didn't say anything to him. So why? Lechura, the bed is called an oil. So Lechura, if you're sleeping under an oil, it's not called you're in the sukkah anymore. You're in this new rishus now under your bed. So why is it good? So this lemma, the way we learned before, the teretz would be Rabbi Yehuda sheet there is an oil means made with the yodim. It has to be made for the purpose of being a roof. And a bed was not made for the purpose of being a roof. A bed was made to sleep on top of, but not to be underneath it, to be a roof on top of something. So therefore, since it wasn't made for the purpose of being a roof, if you sleep under the bed, it's not called an oil. That would have been good. But now we want to answer you that holds no. Anytime the oil is wide, more than a few tefachim, it's the width of a person's head at least, like Magrif. So Agrufim, we say that then it has a shame oil, even though it was not made with the yodam. So why isn't the bed called an oil? Why does Yehuda hold you lie to sleep under the bed? The chur of the bed should be called an oil, and if you sleep under the bed, you're not called sleeping in the sukkah. You're sleeping in the new rishus. For the marv ramito, the yeshba kam neg roifim. And so Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So Marin says shani mita, taya mita is different. Hoyel o legaba asuya. A mita, you know why a bed is not called an oil underneath the bed? Because the chlala wasn't made to use underneath the bed. The purpose of the bed is to use on top of the bed. You make a bed in order to sleep on top of the bed, not to sleep under the bed. So therefore, underneath the bed is not called an oil. It's not called under an oil because the bed, the mattress, was not made to use underneath it. Kedimara, that is svara. Shvarim nami, legaben asuyin. Ox is also, so why do you say the animal, the stomach of the ox is called the good oil? It stops the tumor from coming up. What's the stomach there for? It's not for underneath. It's made to ride on top of, to put things on top of it. So it's made to use on top of the animal, not underneath the animal. So a shvar also should not be called, a shvar also should not be called an oil. And the Gemara, ki osi rovin, rovin tain, omer Reb Lozen, and Reb Lozen answered like this, shani shvar, no, axes are different. Axes are taka called the good oil. Hoyol o meginam al haroyim pechama. That axes, sometimes the shepherds, when it's very sunny outside, they lie down, they put the head under the ox. Just not knew the Hamish with them. They put the head, they go lie down under the ox to protect it from the sun. And if it's raining outside, they put the heads underneath the ox. So therefore, the stomach of the ox is tanka made to protect the shepherd's head. Therefore, it's called the good oil. And Rashi says, Al-Haroyim, the first and last line of the big lines, Al-Haroyim Shemachnisin Roshayim Tachas Krisim. The shepherds put the head under the stomach of the ox. So therefore it's called the good oil. For the Gemara Yehochi, if that's true, Mita Nami, a bed also sometimes is made to use underneath it. Mita Nami Hoyel Umaginom Al-Manolim Esandolim Shetachter. Like they used to put their shoes under the bed, so the bed is made to protect the shoes. You want to have a hiding place where to put the shoes. It's not nice to put it in the middle of the living room. You don't put the shoes down in the middle of the floor. So where do you put it? Under your bed. So the bed is made to protect your shoes. So it's also called made to protect something. So Rashi says, Shemachnisin, Slohochin Noket Gabi Mito, Manolim Esadolim. Why do we say putting shoes and sandals under your bed? The Armina Baba Basra. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Ezeo Mito Shetamut Chochim. What's called the bed of a Tamut Chochim? Like, how can you know a Talmud Chacham sleeps on this bed? Kol Shein Tachtei El Manolim. That the only thing you find under the bed is only your shoes and nothing else. Shabbat Abayis. B'yamay Sachamam. In the summer months, the sandolim b'yamay Sachamim. In the winter months, they use sandals. That's what you find there. Shenoistim Shom Kishubo Lishkov. When he goes to sleep, he puts it there. V'lish, when he goes to sleep. Cheles Manolim, he takes off his shoes. V'noistim Tachas Mitosi. He puts it under the bed. But any other thing they don't put under the bed. Because it's a Gnayu loy, Shemagu b'nei habayis Hashem. It's not nice to make people come under your bed. In other words, in the store, other things there. So whenever they're going to leave it in the house, if you store, let's say, the curtains there, you'll store the chairs there. So when they come to need these things, they're going to have to go under your bed. And it's not nice to let people go near your bed. So therefore, don't store anything under the bed. The only thing you could store under your bed is your own shoes. When you go to sleep at night, you put them underneath there. There, that's okay. Other question, I think Rashi says it's a sakana to put food under your bed. It's not nice to put things under your bed. There's a ruach ravi. You shouldn't put anything under your bed. But I call upon him, a bed is made to put certain things underneath it. I call upon him, your shoes, your sandals, you can put under the bed. So the bed is also called made to protect something underneath it. So just like an ox, you're telling me now, the shore is called an oil. Because sometimes the shepherd puts his head underneath it to protect himself from the rain and from the sun. Who adin meter also, a bed is also used to protect, to hide the shoes. So my answer is like this. Elo amarova, shani shvorim, axes are different. Hoyel v'yasuyim lohogin abnei mayim. No, it's made to protect the bnei mayim. In other words, the top, the backbone of the shore protects the inside of the shore. Shalahen. Shenema the pasuk says, or ubasa talbisheni, you should put your talbish, your malbish, your cloth me with skin and with meat. Uviatzomis v'gidim to sechacheni, and you'll make a schach, you'll cover me up with atzomis, with bones and with gidim, with veins. So Rashi says, avnei mayin gag hashedrish lehem megin aleim. the top of the backbone that protects the inside, the kishkis of the shor. Tesecheni, alma schach korle. The pasuk calls it a schach. So that's why by a shor we say it's called the schach. We say the whole body of the ox is called protecting it itself. So it has the same schach on it. Therefore, underneath it is called an oil. Therefore, stops the tumas hames from shooting up. By shanking it underneath the bed itself is mainly made to sleep on top of, not to use underneath it. Therefore, it's not called an oil. Therefore, the Mishnah of Yud holds, if you sleep in the sukkah underneath your bed, still you're mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. It's not called you're sleeping in an oil. That's one teretz. The boy is saying another teretz is, we have Yehuda Latayim. Yehuda goes according to Shita. The Omar Sukkah Diros Kvabinen. You have Yehuda Shita is, the side of a sukkah is, it has to be a good permanent building that you can live there with Teres Kva. That's like a permanent way of living there. So therefore, sukkah is built pretty strong, and it's called a good oil. It's called a good tent. The heavenly mita dirasarei. Now, sleeping under the bed, even if you want to say your bed is called an oil, true, since it's wider, more than a tefach, it's the size of a few heads, if you those, even though it wasn't made the shame there, still it's called an oil. But what type of an oil is it? It's called a diros arai. It's a temporary one. It's something you can move around. It's not something to say it's your living place there. Therefore, the sukkah oil kva, the sukkah itself, the whole sukkah is called a permanent way of living. So therefore, the svara of Yehuda is, if you're sleeping in your sukkah, just you're sleeping underneath the bed in your sukkah, it's called still in the sukkah. Why? Because for lo yosi oil arai, umavat lo oil kva. So your oil arai, the bed, that you're underneath your bed, that's not strong enough to take away the fact that you're sleeping in the sukkah. You're also inside the sukkah. And the sukkah is called a diros kva, an oil kva. So that's the main thing here. So even though really, really you're under the bed, not in the sukkah, but the bed is like butl, it's a tuffle, it's part of the sukkah. So it's called you're sleeping in the sukkah. For the Gemara Kasha, for Rabbi Shimon, and now Mishnah Rabbi Shimon says, no, if you sleep under the bed, it's possible. And Rabbi Shimon still holds the Yom HaNami Sukkah Diras Kva Binan. We had before, Rabbi Shimon holds Nav Zayin Rebeis, that also you have to have a Diras Kva, he holds. A Sukkah is also called like a permanent way of living. So why does it you to hold that sleeping under the bed is possible? I vo'osi oil arai mavat loyal kva. So you see, not like the Svar we're saying now. We're saying even a temporary oil of under the bed is called the Rishus, is called the place by itself. And when you're under the bed, it's not called you're in the Sukkah. And the Gemara is true, in Baha Pligi, you're right, this is the Machlekes, this is what they're both arguing about. Ma Sover, Rabbi Shimon holds, Osi Oil Arayim of Atal Oil Kva, true, sleeping under the bed, even though it's only an Oil Aray, it's a temporary way of living, but still, you're in this Rishus now, you're under the bed, that's not called in the Sukkah, it's Mavatal the Oil Kva of the Sukkah. Or Ma Sover, Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, Li Osi Oil Aray, or Mavatal Oil Kva, this Oil Aray, the temporary living of under the bed, that's not strong enough to say you're not called in the sukkah. No, the ikir here is the sukkah, that's the dearest kvar, it's still called you in the sukkah, you could be in the kind of mitzvah sukkah. That's the machlokes. But there's no stira of Adab Yud holds, this would be called an oil for Tumas Meis. Just here of Yud holds, is not enough to mevatel the mitzvah sukkah. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Meis of Atevi Yadush, Rabbi Shimon said a story, that it once happened with my Eved Kenani I had, he was sleeping in the sukkah under the bed. And he did the right thing. Why? Because an Eved Kenani is potter from the mitzvah sukkah. That's why he was allowed to sleep under the bed, because he didn't have to sleep in the sukkah altogether. Maratanya, look at a price like this. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Misichosoi shel Rabbi Gamliel, from the talk, stam talk of Rabbi Gamliel, lomad mushnei dvorim. We learn two things, like we'll soon see. When Talmidei Chachamim talk, even though they're not really giving a shiur, they're not talking and learning, but their stam talking, you can also learn halachas from, like here. Shnei Devarim, Lamadnu, one thing we learned is, Sha'avodim through Minasukka. An Eved Kenani is potem Minasukka. An Eved Kenani has the same halacha like an Isha. That a mitzvah sasteh shazman groma, noshim in avodim apotter. Sukkah is a mitzvah only on this day of Tes Vav, the Tishrei. Therefore, the step noshim apotter. For Lamadnu, we also learned, if somebody sleeps in the sukkah underneath the bed, he's not mekayim his mitzvah. Because that's what the Rishim was saying, Rabbi Gamliel was saying, that is Eved. He slept under the bed. Why? Because he was potter from the mitzvah. That's why he wasn't makpet to sleep on top. But somebody else that has the chiv in the sukkah, he's not allowed to sleep under the bed. For at the Gemara now, why did Rabbi Shimon say this lashon? For Lema, why didn't Rabbi Shimon say like this? Midvarav shel Rabbi Gamliel. Why didn't he say from the words of Rabbi Gamliel? Why did he say lashon of misichosoi from his talk? Why didn't he say midvarav from his words? So Gemara says mil sai gavrocha kamashman. He's teaching us another thing. Something else he's also teaching us. Ki ha di amar Rav Acha bar Ada. The Amri law, some say it was Amr Rav Acha bar Ada. That Amr Rav Hamnuna. Amr Rav said over the name of Rav. Minayin, how do we know? Shafilo Sicha Talmid Chachamim Tzricha Limud. Even when Talmid Chachamim are stam talking one another, they're not holding by the Gemara. They're just stam talking to one another. Still, Tzricha Limud, Rashi says, Tzorach L'Shoimam Sheyitnu Lehem Leiv. Still, you have to listen good what they're talking about, because whatever they say, you could learn some halachas from. How do we know this? The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Shenemar V'Yolehu Lo Yibol. It says that even the leaves will not rot away. In other words, the leaf means Rashi Dova Kal Shemoy. Even a simple thing, not only the tree itself, not only the Talmud Chacham itself, but even the leaves, the small thing that comes off the tree, the small talk of a Talmud Chacham, also you could learn from. That's what his lush was, Misichosan. From his just talking, we learned out these two halachas. That an Eved Kenani is potter from Mitzvah Sukkah, and he is a person that's mechuyev in the Mitzvah. If he sleeps in the Sukkah or under the bed, he's not mechayev the Mitzvah of sleeping in the Sukkah. Note the Mishnah. Ha-soymech sukkosei b'kari amita. Somebody soymech leans his Sukkah upon kari amita, that's the frame of a bed, is kshera, still is kosher. Shashim kari amita, mita shleimi. You have the whole frame of a bed, and on top of the frame of the bed, you make your Sukkah. Now, the frame of the bed was really walls. Another, it was like four walls. It was an area closed off by four sides to it. Now, that's the bed. So if you take away the mattress and you put your schach on top of the sides of the bed, you should know you're mekayem the mitzvah sukkah. It's called a good sukkah. We have Yehudu and Rabbi Yehudu says no. Rabbi Yehudu Leimer, im eini yechelo lamoid, tifzayatzmai psula, if the schach can't stay up by itself. In other words, the kari hamita, the bed itself, the frame of the bed is what holding up the schach, then it's psula. If it has no other way of holding up, it has no other support, only the bed itself, then it's a posla schach. Soon see why. So the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's wrong? What's Rabbi Yehuda say is possible? We're talking about now. You have a bed that it's a wall. The negayah for the fondness of the sukkah. We never have a lock of what you can make it from. The walls of the sukkah you can make whatever you want. It's only the schach has a din to have something that's gedule karka. It's not makabel tumah. But what's wrong with the walls? Like here, all you're doing is you have the frame of your bed. So the frame true were walls. It was four walls, four sides. You have four sides framed off. At the frame of the bed, and on top of this, you're putting the schach. So what's wrong? Why does Yehuda say it's possible? The schach was made from bamboo sticks. It was kosher schach. What's wrong? So Mar says, "Pligi bo Rabbi Zerav Rabbi Abba bar Mamut." So Machlekes, what's wrong with Yehuda? Chadama one says, "Bevnei Shein lo kfa." It's not called the sukkah's kfa. So Rashi says, Rashi Shiter is Shematatel Tosa Shematateles Ayidei Mita. That just like a bed, you can pick up and move around, so you can move around the whole sukkah. If you have Yehuda time, Rabbi Yehuda goes according to Yeshita. We have before in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, the Yom HaSukkah Diras Kva Binyan. A Sukkah has to be a Diras Kva. Has to make a permanent living. So you can't put your Sukkah, your Tzach on top of your frame of your bed, that you can move around the frame of the bed. That's called the Sukkah's Arai, that's supposed according to Rabbi Yehuda. So according to what Rashi learns, the Chur, we should not pass on this Rabbi Yehuda, because we hold you don't need a Diras Kva. Other Rishonim learn that's not, no, that's not shot in the Gemara. It does, because the Gemara doesn't say we have Yehuda goes l'shitosai. Other Mepharshim learn is that time the whole schach was leaning upon this bed and the whole sukkah could cave in. They just got to move the bed a little bit and the whole thing would cave in, so the chal is not called a sukkah. Nothing to do with alf, you need a l'shitosai, you have to have a sukkah's kvah. The Yehuda goes time that's not called a sukkah that could cave in very easily. The Chadam, another one, says no. This is the whole Yisrael Halacha, Shalom HaChazan, famous to Sita Chazanish, to make a sukkah without nails. Now, as this pshat is, if Yehuda holds, you're not allowed to make a sukkah that what's holding up the schach is a dovra makabel tumma. Like here, the bed itself, the frame of the bed is called a kli. It's makabel tumma. So if you have the schach on top of the bed is what's holding up the schach, since the bed itself is makabel tumma, that can't be the maimid. You can't have what's holding up the schach, something that could be mekabel tumma. That's called mefnei shemamidai b'dover mekabel tumma. The more my b'nai, what's the difference here? Chagoyin shenoyet shvudin shabazel. You make a frame made out of strong metal. v'sichach aleihem, and you put your schach on top of the metal beams itself. L'man diyom l'fi shein l'kfa. According to the first man, the Yom says who the holds. Says the reason on top of the frame of a bed is because it's movable. It's not called a diros kfa. Harei yesh l'kfa. That this prat will be kosher. If you have a nice strong metal frame, you can't move it around. That's called a diros kfa. So now you're allowed to put schach on top of the metal frame, according to that man diyom. Well, man diyom of neishim amidim b'dover mekabel tumma. But the other man diyom that says no, the pshat from Yehuda is that it's a dover mekabel tumma. You're not allowed to use a metal frame to hold up your bamboo sticks. Because the metal frame is makabel tumma, you can't use something to makabel tumma. So it's machoikis in the Gemara what the pshat of Yehuda is. Now Omer Abaye says, Loishon was only learned el somach, only if it's leaning. But if you put this chach on top of the bed itself, avadir it's kosher. So Rosh says, my time, what's the reasoning? So Rashi learns here, what does it mean you put the schach on top of the mita? Rashi learns that Loishon or Somach means that the schach is leaning on top of the bed itself. But let's say, no, there's a wooden frame that's holding up the schach, and you're only using the bed just for the four walls, then pshit is kshera. Rosh says, my time, what's the reasoning? L'man diyom l'fi shein l'kfa, haresh l'kfa. If you learn before, bed is no good because you can move the bed around. But here we're talking about what's holding up the schach is a frame made out of four pieces of wood. And that's kavua, that's permanent there. That you can't move around. You're only using the bed for the four walls. Therefore, it's kosher. L'man diyom of neishim amidu, whatever on the kabel tumma. The one that says if you have the schach leaning on top of the bed, the reason why it's possible is the bed is a kli, makabel tumma. Here, harei eim amidu, whatever on the kabel tumma. Here, you're not leaning the schach, the bamboo sticks, on top of the bed itself. The way Rashi learns is, you have a frame. The frame, a wooden frame, is holding up the schach. So Mela, what's supporting the schach is a dover, it's not makabel tumma. What's supporting the schach is your frame, a wooden frame. All you have the meter, the sides of the bed there is to give the walls of a sukkah. Like a sukkah has to have schach on top, and you have to have walls, four walls on the side. So true, you have a frame holding up the schach. It's kosher schach. But where are your walls? The meter is the wall. So in such a case, for sure it's kosher. The Kopon, the Gemara doesn't say clearly who we paskin like. Like in Eshtus, the Mishnah, it's machlokes Tanakam and Yehuda. A Tanakam says it's kosher. So if you hold it, the Tanakam, so you could use a Dovra Makabel Tumma, it's kosher to hold up the Schach. And then even if you hold like Yehuda, it's two shittis who we hold like. But Tanakam is a big machlokes we showing him. Some Mishnah, Tanakam paskin, you're allowed to make a sukkah with a Dovra Makabel Tumma. We don't pass on the Yehuda, because even if we do hold like Yehuda, we all have the other sheet in the Yehuda. However, the Maisa, the Minigis, to be Machmir, not to use the Dovra Makabel Tumma to make the Schach. In other words, when you have your metal frames, the Minigis not to put the Schach directly on top of the metal frames. Usually what they do is, they make at least a Maimid a Maimid. That means if you have a metal frame, a square metal frame, so first you put sticks going across one way, and then the other way you put your Schach across the other way. So the schach l'maisu is leaning on top of the bottom sticks, and the sticks is not makabel tumma. What's holding up the sticks, the bottom frame, that's called a maimid de maimid. A maimid de maimid, the minigoylem is to be makel. That's where the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Was a famous shita from the Chazonish, he's machmer. Chazonish says, no, a maimid de maimid is also no good. He held if what the maisa, what's supporting the schach, is the metal beams, his shita is no good. Alright. People, maybe like very few people are machmer like that. But usually the minig ha'olam is that they use a maimid, the maimid is kosher. Because befrat, there are some shittas of machal of maimid is kosher. So by maimid, the maimid, usually the minig is to be mekel. So as long as the schach is not resting directly on top of the metal beams, but you have the boards going straight across, and then the schach is on top of the boards, so since what's holding up the schach directly is your boards, that's okay.
And the same thing, if you have to use nails to like hold the walls together, even though it's the nails that's holding the walls together, that's also considered like a maimid, because the schach goes directly on top of the walls. And the metal, the nails, that's only holding the walls together. So that's halacha, that's kosher. Well, according to the Chazonish, if somebody would want to be machmir, if you need the nails, without the nails, the walls would not stand up, so it's considered like the nails holding it together, that you should also not do. But as Rinnah speaks out, that's only if the walls cannot stay up at all. But usually if you have walls made out of wood, and you only want the nails to keep it tightly, it shouldn't fall apart, it shouldn't kevin, but really, like it shouldn't shake. But really, one should have the schach on top of it, even if you take out all the nails. The weight of the schach itself will hold the walls up, then it will be kosher even according to the chazanish. However, there's only a chumrah, because mikra adin, that we do hold a maimid, the maimid is kosher. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we were holding the Avchav Beis. Yeah. So just the last Gemara went up a little bit too fast, just the last three lines of the Gemara. Again, from the Avchav Aleph from the Beis together. Omer Abaye. Lo Shonu Ela Somuch. That when does Rav Yehuda say the Sukkah is possible? If you're leaning the Schach on top of something that's on Kari Hamita, here the case was you have your bed, the frame of the bed, which is called the Kalidas Makabel Tumah. And you have the Schach leaning on top of it. So Rav Yehuda said it was possible. So in the Gemara before we had two reasons. One reason is, since a bed you could move around, it's called like a sukkah arai, it's not called a sukkah skva. Since it's movable around, it's not called a good sukkah. And the other reason was, the famous pshat is that maimid, it's being somach and dover makabel tumah. If you have what's holding up the schach, is something that's possible, a schach, like here using the frame of the bed, which is called a kli, which you can't use it for schach itself. If the schach is lying on top of it, that's possible. Because the schach can't be held up by a maimed hadavar makabel tumah. That's why the maisa halacha machmat is that you shouldn't have a frame of the sukkah made out of a metal frame and just put the schach directly on top of the metal frame, because as the metal is makabel tumah, you can't be mined, you can't let the schach hang on top of that. So what some eitzris people first do is they put beams going across and then they put the schach going the opposite way. So what's holding up the schach directly is the underneath beams, which are kosher l'schach. So now Abai is saying, Lashona, when does the Yehuda say it's no good? El is somach. Only if the schach is mamash leaning on top of the bed itself. Let's say the schach is not leaning on top of the bed. In other words, the way Rashi says now, it's not leaning, but rather you have its own frame. You have a frame that's holding up the schach. You have a wooden frame, a kosher frame. So the schach is good schach. The only question is, where are the walls to your sukkah? So you're going to use the frame of the bed to be your walls. Now the frame wasn't just like our small frame. It was four sides to the bed. It was like four walls. So you're using the four walls of the bed for the four walls of the sukkah, then it's kosher. But if you put the tzchach just on top of the bed, not leaning on top of the bed, in other words, leaning on some other frame, a wooden frame, just using the bed for the four sides to be the walls of the sukkah, then it's kosher shera. And the Gemara asks Pshita, the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Laman diyom lefi shein lo kfar. You want to tell me if it's leaning on the bed itself, it's no good. Because whenever you move the bed, the sukkah gets moved around, harayesh lo kfar. Here we're talking about what's holding up the schach, a good frame. A permanent frame is there. So the schach here now is called the kfar. You're only using the bed for the walls, there's no problem. And laman diyom lefi shein lo kfar, v'davar makabel tumah. That the other pshat in Rav Yehuda, that it's a chesaron that the schach is leaning on top of this kli, that's makabel tumah, so schach is possible. Here, harei ein mamida b'davar makabel tumah. Here, the schach is not leaning on top of the bed; it's leaning on top of a wooden frame, a good frame that's kosher l'schach, even the frame. That's what's holding up the schach. You just have on the four sides, the four walls of the bed, that's kosher. There's no psul. Ve'edachon, if you have your schach lying held up by a davar makabel tumah, by metal frames, the schach is tough, it's no good, according to the shita in Rav Yehuda.